Hey, what's up everyone? Edin here, and today I really wanted to get into the topic of entrepreneurial energy, why it's so important and how we can use it to boost our business, why it's so essential for us for the win, for reaching our goals and achieving our dreams. Now, in order for us to really understand where this energy comes in and how we can use it to escalate our business, we need to really understand that starting a company or building some sort of business of value requires energy. Focused, persistent energy. That is where it comes in. That's what matters, your energy, how much energy you put into your business. That's what's going to take it from where you are right now to the next level. It's all about the energy. How much you put in there, how much energy you put into your business, all depends on you. It's all about being focused and persistent about this energy. And I'm going to be talking today about why it's so important and how you can do this in your own business, how you can implement what I'm going to be telling you right now into your own business. Now, to start, I'm just going to say what everyone already knows, that starting a company, running a business is like riding a mountain bike, okay? It's either you're riding it up the hill where it's super hard, or you're riding a mountain bike down a treacherous, steep, and rocky path. Take your eye off the front wheel for a second and you lose it. You lose control, you lose focus. And that's where things start going down. And energy is either up or down, depends where you're going. It's either you're working really hard, really, really hard to put in all your energy into your business, or you're not working hard at it at all and you're just going downhill, like I said, into a treacherous, steep, and rocky path, which is super dangerous for your business. And that's where a lot of businesses tend to fail. So a little fact for you guys. I actually looked up on Google, and there's only 20% of every company will be in business 5 years after starting, meaning if you don't do everything right, you can fail. So you need to learn how to formulate the best strategy. Otherwise, you will lose. And sometimes even the best strategies can still lose. So we have to understand that everything around business is a strategy and being focused and persistent about it, not just with energy, but with everything else, but specifically with energy. Anything you put your mind to within your business that can take your business to the next level must need your energy into your business. Otherwise, it cannot take that next step. So what does it mean to put in all your energy into the business? What does it mean that it's essential for your business to grow? What it means is this. Energy is your effort. That's basically what it is. A lot of people tend to confuse energy and effort, meaning they think that energy is your vibes, your personality. Yes, that could be true, but what I'm referring to here is your energy, meaning your effort. Your effort, how much effort you're willing to put into your business, really depends on how important your business is to you. If your business is not as important to you, you will notice that you will lack your effort. You will lack energy, which will lead to the lack of clients, the lack of income, the lack of success, etc. And your business will slowly come to an end, while loses the most important thing, which is your energy. On the other hand, like I said before, some businesses put in all their energy and they strategize and they put all they're all focused and they're all motivated to make things happen. But even the smallest thing can take the business in the wrong way and make that all crumble into nothing. So it's really business, I would say it's all about risk and luck and effort, which is the most important thing. Those three things, taking risks, learning to take risks the right way, okay, is very, very important. And putting in your energy putting in your effort to do that in the right way will lead you to make the right strategies, will lead you to make the right decisions. And that's what's important. That's the only thing that's going to lead your business the right way. And yes, businesses can fail and it can go down and you can lose your clients and your income, but that's not a reason to give up. That is definitely not a reason to give up. Especially I can say that for myself. I, as you all know from my previous episodes, I have, in my first business that I tried, I have completely failed. I got rid of all my clients. I totally quit on myself. I got rid of all my clients, like I said, and definitely my business came to an end after 6 months of me starting my business. Now, literally 3 months after, I decided that I'm going to start it again, not another business, but the same business, the same exact idea. But I was trying to figure out what I did wrong. Was it the niche that I chose? Was it the type of clients I was working with? Maybe I wasn't getting along with the proper communication in order for me to proceed further. Maybe I wasn't putting in enough effort. And a lot of the things that I did realize made me understand that there were a few things that led me to the failure of my business. And a lot of things, these things could include procrastination, laziness, lack of focus, lack of energy, lack of motivation, no drive, no information on what you're going into. People think they can get into a business without information, without being knowledgeable in industry, in the area they're going into. And that is going to be a business that will not succeed. Because other businesses, your competitors, are knowledgeable in what they do. They have information on what they do. And if you think you can walk into their industry without anything to offer, without any knowledge or information on what you're doing, and if you think you can win over those competitors who have everything that you don't, then you're wrong. Because your business will not succeed if you do not have the information you need in order to move forward. If you can't understand your clients, if you can't understand your audience, who you're working with, who they're targeting, what their clients need, that's all called information. That's all called knowledge on your niche, knowledge on your industry, okay? And that is what's going to take you to the next step. And understanding this, taking the time, putting in the effort and your energy into understanding your industry, understanding your clients' needs and your niche, exactly what goes on, what their problems are, what needs to be solved, what you can add value to, that's called putting in energy. That's called putting in effort. Because without that, you're walking into a battlefield without any weapons. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what to do next. So putting in some time and effort is going to be very, very, very helpful. That's what everyone needs to do when starting a business. And that's why it's so essential for the win. Without this time and without this energy that sometimes you may think is a waste of time and you just want to get right into it and get the cash and get the clients, but that's the wrong mindset of getting into a business. First thing is putting in the time, putting in the energy and the effort in order to understand what needs to be done. And that's where knowledge and information comes in. So there's a lot of things that come into play when starting a business. And today I'm really just touching up on the energy part. Focusing on what you need to put your effort into. Like I said, putting in your time and effort into gaining more knowledge and information is your number one priority. Okay? And after that, putting in your effort into making things work, into working with your clients, to making them happy. Even the smallest things, you need to put your energy into it. Otherwise, they will feel the lack of energy, they will feel the lack of interest, and they will leave. Like everything else, people want your attention. People want to know that they're important and that you understand them and that you don't see them as a dollar sign. So if you put in that energy into taking the time to understand your clients better, that's going to take your business to the next step, to the next level of success. So that's it for today. There's a lot of things that I do want to cover, which I'm going to be covering in the next episodes, things that are important for the business in order for you guys to succeed. But today I'm just going to cover energy, putting in effort, where your effort needs to be put. One more thing I'm going to be adding here. There is something called the 80-20 rule. There's 80% of things that we deal with daily that are not as important. And the 20% are things that are crucial for our business to succeed. And a lot of times we tend to deal with the 80% that is not as important because we feel like we need to get it done. There's so much there that needs to get done. But what we forget is that the 20% is so much more important than the 80%. And we let that slip through our fingers, which is something that is going to just take our business down this spiral of failure. Because we have to understand that the most important things are the smallest things. Even the smallest things that we seem to think that are not so significant to our business are the most important things. Customer satisfaction, information, knowledge, things that need to get done right now, ASAP, and that are the most crucial for our business, we tend to leave for last because the 80% is what we seem to be attracted to because it's so much of a bigger pile of things for us to do. We need to get things done right away. So if we put in our effort and our energy into really focusing on the 20% of things that need to be done, which is gathering information on our clients, gathering information on a product they want to sell or services they want to offer or certain things that you're working with, depending on the niche of people you're working with. That is what counts, because that's what's going to make your clients happy. That's what's going to make them feel like you understand their problem, you want to help them solve their problems. And that's really what counts in the business world, in any industry you're in. If you cannot understand your client, if you cannot give them value, if you see them as a dollar sign, you will lose your clients. So the most important thing, focus all your energy into gathering important, crucial information about your clients, about your industry, what needs to be done. That is what I'm here today to say. So I hope you found that helpful. I definitely find that helpful in my business. Before I go into any niche, I always do my research. Always, always, always do my research, whether it was with my fitness industry, whether it's with the orthopedic surgeons, anything, any niche you want to get into, always see. First of all, what is their income? Can they pay what I'm asking? Do they have the money to pay for my services? Number two, how many of these people are around? Are their services really needed? How many people use their services? So it's really important. A lot of information goes around and you can all find it online. It's all there. All you need to do is put in the time and effort into really understanding who you're working with. All right, you guys. Hope you found this useful. I will probably be back with another episode tomorrow with another thing that's important for business other than energy. Energy is the number one focus right now. I will be back with another episode on continuing this with new topics and new things to keep in mind in order for us to be successful. All right, you guys, peace out, and I'll see you in the next episodes.